Apollo 11, this is Houston. Negative. We had a command computer at the Madrid site go down. We had to switch over to Ascension temporarily. We're now back remoting through Madrid, and the computer is back, and we're ready to resume control of the Omnis and full communication. Over.
Okay, you've got it.
Okay, one thing that we did miss in the dropout and the noise here is your LEM-CM Delta P reading for about 28 hours GET. Over.
Okay, the LEM-CM Delta P is 0.98.
Roger, 0.98, and what have you been reading for O2 flow on your onboard gauge? Over.
Well, right now, after we put that gadget in, we got him at 0.35. Before that, we were reading a scale low. I think ours is relatively correct, at least when time comes. Water accumulators kick in for 10 seconds where it goes on up to about 0.75, 0.8, something like that.
This is Houston, roger out. And 11, this is Houston. A little more information based on our analysis of your last SPS burn. It looks like you got a good solid burn there. We show 94 PSI chamber pressure, and it looks like the SPS is definitely go. Over.
Good to hear.
Ah, roger. We thought you'd feel that way about it.
We're right in the middle of, either Orange 50 Sink or Salmon Salad, something like that. That's probably why we're not answering you right away.
Okay, well, we don't want...
The columnist is a chef. That salad salmon is outstanding.
Right, you understand that's the salad salmon, over?
Something like that, salmon salad.
There we go. Okay, the salmon salad. Very good.
Okay, Bruce, we're coming up on a water accumulator activity. And it's going on up to 0.85, about 0.95. And it reached a peak there and then gradually drops back on down. It's 0.6 now, 0.4. It looks like it's pretty well leveling off back down at
28 hours, 40 minutes. We're showing Apollo 11's distance as 114,922 nautical miles from Earth. Velocity, 4,819 feet per second. The crew is eating lunch at the present time, and sounds like there's some music in the background that they're enjoying during their lunch period.
11 Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, on that O2 flow transducer down here on telemetry, our values are agreeing pretty well with what you read out on board, and the ECOMs have been noticing this cycle, but it still looks like the indicated rate is lower than what we would expect. We're still working on the problem, and we'll let you have a more complete diagnosis in a little while.
Okay, it's a tight 6 then. We're on a tight ship.
Roger, is that music I hear in the background?
Buzz is singing.
Okay.
Pass me the sausage, man.